And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked Peggy and Leo to join me on today's show. Now, you've heard their voices before, and here's what you're going to find out. They have more great information for you. The last time I had them on the show, they just opened up their hearts and their minds, and they told you things that nobody else would tell you. They talked to you about their investing journey. They talk to you about what they have done in the past. I mean, you may find it interesting to know that Peggy and Leo, before they became real estate investors, they were invested in the stock market just like you are. As a matter of fact, they were doing things like puts and calls. So they were doing some more advanced stuff. But something occurred in their life that made them stop and realize that whatever they were doing for retirement, it wasn't going to work, and they had a problem. Now, that problem comes with a solution. It does come with a solution, and that solution is Lifestyles Unlimited. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Peggy and Leo back onto the show. We're going to get into their backstory, and more importantly, we're going to get into their minds, because I want you to understand that if you have a retirement problem that's similar to theirs, they have a solution, and they're going to share that data with you. With no further ado, Peggy, Leo, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
Oh, Al, we're doing great. We appreciate you inviting us onto the call.
We're honored to be on here with you.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm all fired up. I mean, anytime I get an hour with you guys and I don't have to like elbow anybody else to monopolize your time, I'm a happy dude. I'm a happy camper. Yes, I am.
Well, we feel the same about you. Absolutely.
Oh, well, that's awesome. So we can get in the big happy dance circle and hold hands and sing Kumbaya, but that's not what we're going to do. We're going to get into your story. You guys want to get into your story?
Absolutely. Well, I came from a banking background. I've also been in sales and management, and then Leo's been in sales all his life. And so we retired from corporate in 2006, and we were so excited. We were going to buy some stock and do puts and calls, sell puts and calls. And that really did work for several years from about 06. And it was really kind of faltering by 2013. I mean, we made it through the recession, but then it got to the point that we couldn't really sell puts and calls and make a profit. And, you know, we were kind of down because we'd been retired from corporate since 06. And we just thought, oh my gosh, we might have to go back to work. And so Leo said, well, you know, I've heard that Dale Walmsley at Lifestyles Unlimited for a number of years, and those people help each other. And why don't we just go and listen to them and see what they have? And LU offers a 2-day, 16 hours of training on single family and multifamily. And so we went, and Leo had some background in real estate. His family had been in real estate. You certainly don't have to have that to get going in the club, because Lifestyles trains you. But he just knew enough to know that what was being taught was real. And he was just crawling, you know, just hanging from the rafters, so excited. And I was like, I just wasn't too sure about this. So what I did, they had talked about people winning the National Apartment Association Rental Income Owners of the Year Award since 06, and they had mentioned members' names. And so I thought, I'm just going to do a little bit of due diligence. And I got on the computer, and I got into the National Apartment Association website, and voila, I saw the Lifestyles members' names where they'd won awards. And really, Lifestyles has trained its members since, well, Dale was the first one. Dale Walmsley won the first award in 06, but Dale's been training members ever since to win awards, and we've actually won an award or several awards every year on a national, state, and local level. So at that point, I was ready to go. And so we invested, and we started on our path of passive investing in apartments and really hooked up with a lead and got into a deal within 2 months after that. So that's how we got started.
I'm going to switch gears on you. When you come to a Lifestyles Unlimited event, there is a high probability that you're going to meet either Leo or Peggy or both of them. And I will tell you this, they're going to be excited to meet you. Is that true? Did I lie to the audience?
Al, you really didn't. We love meeting the members. We love talking to existing members and new members. And really, we help members get going in Lifestyles, and we answer their questions if we can, or we field the questions, like we know where they need to go to get their questions answered. And then what we do, we introduce the new members to the members that have been around a while, or maybe there's a member that hasn't been in a while, and we make sure we introduce them to other people who have joined the club. You know, maybe they haven't been around, you know, to meet the new people. And then we also host meetups, which these are opportunities for members to network with each other. And it's good for the passives to network, and they can talk about their experience, their investing. Sometimes they talk about, they might get a reference on a lead if they're thinking about going into a deal. And then it's great for the leads, because then they get to meet the passives who could potentially be investors in a deal that comes up, that they're leading the deal. And then sometimes people are kind of a little bit quiet and reserved, and that's where we just encourage them to listen, learn the real estate buzzwords, and then you start feeling more comfortable chatting with other people. So, you know, it's really, we love to help others. I know Dale, which I love that about Dale, he encourages us to give back, all of us to give back. You know, we've had success. Let's take somebody underneath our wing and maybe help them to have success. So I don't consider it a job. It's just it's a great experience. So we're thankful to be ambassadors.
It sounds like it's more of a social commitment than anything else, because I mean, you're meeting, you're greeting, you're talking to people. That sounds actually like it's a pretty cool gig.
It is, because we love to do all of the above. And then there's members that love to chat and have fun, too. And we do have fun, you know, with each other. It's just a happy group, because people are thinking out of the box and they're planning for retirement and just working on building a nest egg, doing it with people that they like and they have fun with. And we're friends. I mean, we've been to weddings and retirement parties and Christmas parties, and we've been on a cruise with some members. It's a lot of fun.
I remember when Terry Gilblair came up to us and said, we'd like for you guys to be ambassadors. And I said, Terry, we aren't really interested in working. And she was, oh, you're not going to have to work. And I said, well, we're not going to work. I said, well, what's the pay? What is it? There is no pay. And I thought, well, what kind of a deal is this and stuff? She goes, all you got to do is just keep doing what you're doing. And I said, what are we doing? You know, and she goes, you all come to all the meetings. You all talk to just everybody. You seem to have a pretty good grip on the knowledge of a lot of the different aspects of real estate. And also, you know, you aren't afraid of talking to people. And so we really, it fulfills, actually helps us meet people. And Peggy's, her social need, it really fulfills something for her. And she can really meet a lot of people, and I can do the same thing. Sometimes we don't know. It just depends upon who's talking the most, but I think we're pretty equal. But just love meeting people, and it just goes on and on, and you just enjoy the friendships.
Man, you know, I'm just listening to you describe our culture in Lifestyles Unlimited, and you nailed it. You totally nailed it, Leo. Good job. Virtual high five to you, my friend.
Thanks.
Yeah. So I want to tie this back to what you were doing with puts and calls investing. When I envision puts and call investing, I envision you literally sitting in front of a computer watching different stocks move up and down and with your finger on the, well, I'll call it a trigger, but it's really a mouse clicker, getting ready to actually activate that puts and calls. But then I listen to what you're doing as ambassadors, and that sounds so much more fun. What gives?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, with the puts and the calls, you go back and you just buy the stock and you're selling the put and the call. Well, really, when you're doing that sort of thing, the people that are buying those things, that's the people that are in buying the put or the call. They're the ones that are taking the risk because they don't have to put the money up and everything. We do put the money up and we just collect the income. And so that's great. But I was going to say one thing, you know, it doesn't work worth a darn when you end up having tariffs. But in stock, you know, your portfolio can certainly go down. And so it's something that we need to get out of.
Wait, if I can say something, and Al, I think you said it so well. It's like, how do we make money? We socialize and talk to people, and how much fun is that? And then we try to encourage others to get going on the program and, you know, let them know that it's real. And it's just great. It sure beats sitting behind a desk, you know, crunching numbers. That's for sure.
Yeah, as a recovering stock picker myself, somebody that spent a lot of time and treasure learning how to read stock charts and do things similar to what you're doing, I have a whole lot more fun as a real estate investor. I mean, tons of fun. Hey, when we come back from the break, more with Peggy and Leo. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Del Wamsley interviews Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
We purchased for $8.275, and it's worth $19 million now. So.
Wait, whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007 for a $297 membership. Save $443 off the regular price. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I am joined by Peggy and Leo, and together we're working on your financial freedom. So guys, I want to say a couple of words and I want to get your reaction. Are you okay with doing that?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, so here are the words. Multi-family road trip. What's your reaction?
It's a great way to go out and see a property, feel it, touch it, see it, hear the lead investor talk about their deal and how they've made money, made profit, how they've overcome their challenges, their victories. It's a good opportunity also to network with other members of the club. And it's just fun going out and looking at apartments. My gosh, it's good just to see what you're investing in. You know, you're just right there looking at it. With the stocks, we had no idea what was going on with the companies and the leadership and, you know, never got to go out and visit those companies. So it's just nice to just see something physically.
Leo, what's your take on a multifamily road trip?
I think it's a great thing, and it's educational. You know, it seems like the first thing we do is we start out networking, but also we go in, and usually we have some vendors that educate us in whatever specialty and field that they're in, and that's great. And then we end up having a lead investor get up and talk about their multifamily investment that they're in or they've been in, that they're presenting, and you know, how they got in, all the numbers up and down from beginning to end, any difficulties that they get into, how they got out of them, and the results of where they are and where they're going with it. But then you go out, like Peggy said, you go out there and you look at the property, and we do a walkthrough and look at sometimes units before they've been rehabilitated and then after they've been rehabilitated. And it's just amazing to look and see an older property and what these investors have done to increase the value, fix up the property, make it safer for everybody. It's almost like social investing, again, and what they have it to where it's just a safer environment for families to be at and children to be at. And it really gives you a good feeling in your heart. You're doing something good for the community while you're in the process of making money. So that's my opinion.
I think you're spot on. I would venture to say that you guys have walked a lot of apartment communities, because we offer these multifamily road trips once a month, at least, in different locations around the country. And Dallas-Fort Worth happens to be one of those areas where we offer that road trip at least once a month. So you've been members for 10 years. I'm thinking you've walked to 120 different apartment communities. Am I close?
Well, you probably are. And actually, we've gone, one thing that I love about Lifestyles, we have a couple of summits. We've had a few of those, and those are quarterly. So we had one in Jacksonville, Florida. We didn't really have anything to look at there, but we went to Kansas City, and we got to walk through two apartment buildings and look at those. So it's not only just locally, and you know, we're in Dallas, but we go down to Houston sometimes and we look at apartments there, go to road trips, meet different members in that part of the country. And then we've gone to Central Texas and done the same thing. So, yeah, I'd say we've seen an apartment or a few.
This is also one of the things that, I mean, the way Lifestyles is set up, you can travel from go to a road trip this week in Dallas, and then next week, if you want, you can go down to Houston, and they'll end up having a road trip because they alternate weeks with the different locations. And so I remember in the beginning, we were really going that triangle of Dallas to Houston to San Antonio and Austin and back up. And so we ended up getting quite familiar and seeing we've seen 120 of them at least. And so, and it's every time you go, you end up learning something. If you pick up one thing that's really good, it can really make you a lot of money. And, or you can avoid stepping into the mud and getting in trouble. And so I just, you know, and you meet a lot of the lead investors and see what their personalities are like. And it turns out that, you know, we're always looking for humble lead investors that are knowledgeable and had success in the past if we can. But also, we don't mind going in with new lead investors, too, because we really hit the jackpot with a number of those folks. So, road trips are a great thing to have and to go participate in. They're fun.
And we love how Lifestyles has road trips, well, just in our market once a month. And then, like Leo said, if we stagger it out, then it could be two or three times a month, you know, going to different locations.
Yeah, I've been doing what you guys have been doing. I've gotten out of my comfort zone. I have gotten into my vehicle and I have driven to different locations, because the one thing that's missing from what I'm doing for investing is hanging out with people like you. And because you guys live in North Texas and I live in Central Texas, the only way for me to hang out with you is to either wait for you guys to come down here or get off my butt, get in my car and drive to where you are. And I did that. I did that a couple weeks ago. That's where I saw you, Leo. I saw you sitting at the front of the multifamily road trip. And I thought it was pretty cool that Del Walmsley himself came out to lead the road trip. What were your thoughts on that?
I thought it was excellent because Dale, when you're with Dale, I mean, really, he's experienced so many of these deals and seen so many of these deals over the years that his knowledge, he can always bring out. He asks great questions to the lead investors when we're at the properties or when they're presenting up in front of everybody. And it really it educates all the other passive investors and all the other participants that are in the crowd. And so every road trip is so educational. And it's just, and they always have the different, it's just, he's a great communicator. He's a smart guy, and he's a great leader.
Guys, what advice could you give the audience based on those relationships they need to build in order to be successful as real estate investors?
I think anything in life, you know, if you want to make friends, you just develop relationships. And I think really the more meetings that you go to that Lifestyles has, the road trips, you don't even have to be a member to go to the case study. That's where two single family groups get up and talk about their project, and then a multifamily person gets up and talks about their project, and then they introduce the vendors, and then we network in the lobby. So anybody can go to case study, and then the road trips and the meetups. So I think just in life, you know, the more you talk to people, meet them, learn about them, then the next time you meet, you know what's going on in their life, and you can ask them questions about what's going on in their life, and they can, and then you can talk to them about what's going on in your life. And then, you know, you eventually create a strong bond of friendship. And so we try to help our friends. I mean, all of us try to help our friends. And so we can start discussing candidly maybe about deals we've been in, leads we've been invested with, might talk about real estate. And it just opens the door for us talking to each other and helping each other, you know.
And that builds the abundance mentality for all of us to get smarter, and it strengthens Lifestyles. We strengthen from within also, and that through networking, because networking is the secret formula for Lifestyles. And, you know, and so it really, one thing I've found that I've noticed that happens is people, even people that are introverted, you know, everybody's interested in making a living and having a retirement and growing and finding good investments. Well, it's really difficult with the stock market. I always found it to be just picking stocks and stuff. And so with life, you know, real estate has a tendency to go up. It has its cycles and stuff, but it's really good to be in with this group because you're educated from a lot of the Lifestyles faculty and also mentors and also other people that are in it. And it just, you hear all the noise and you stay in touch with everybody. And you learn about all the different stuff. And it just really creates a strong bond with everybody in this organization. And it's great.
And really, we're family. You know, a lot of us know each other. There are a lot of members nationwide, you know, and there's no way any of us are going to know everybody. But we do know, you know, we've got a lot of people that we do know. And, you know, and family helps family. So,
absolutely.
You know, and we learn a lot from other passives, and we learn a lot from the leads. So we have, it's like Leo said, the abundance mentality. We're sharing knowledge, so we all gain from that.
Absolutely.
You know, out in the market, like if you had two plumbing companies, HVAC companies, or whatever, I'm not picking on them, but if you're a competitor, you're not going to talk to everybody about your trade secrets. Here, we, you know, we do discuss things, and maybe one of the leads has been through a certain situation in their apartment investment, and then the other leads reach out to them and ask how they handled that. And also, the mentors are there to help them, too. So it's great.
Yeah, and, you know, I was going to bring up the discussion of politics, but I think you guys have done a really good job of just explaining to everybody that politics really doesn't enter into what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We don't care if you're a conservative. We don't care if you're a liberal. We don't care if you vote. We don't care. Well, we do kind of care if you vote. But at the end of the day, we don't align ourselves based on we like the guy with the orange hair or we like the girl with the, you know, running for president. That stuff doesn't come to the forefront. What comes to the forefront is the human interest, the ability to connect with other people for a common cause, a common goal. And I think Dell is just, he's nailed it. He has nailed the environment. And then we, as the members, we flourish in that environment.
Yeah, I totally agree. And we always feel like we're all on the same page. We're thinking out of the box. We're not just going with traditional corporate, you know, we don't really get pensions these days. You know, it's kind of scary. You hope that you don't outlive your money. But in this culture, it's like, okay, we're doing something about that. And we're learning how to, you know, build up cash flow, equity gain, and just plan for the future. But not only that, it's a good feeling to know that we invest in a apartments that we're trying to make the apartments better. We're working on making them better. We're working on rehabbing them, making them a nicer place to live. But we're also working on making them safer than they were before, you know, and something that, you know, a family can feel a lot better raising their kids in. And so that's part of it, too. It's just nice to be part of that environment of helping other people.
Can I ask you some personal questions about your current lifestyle?
Sure.
Okay. Do you guys wake up to an alarm clock?
I don't. I promise you that.
Unless we have a meeting or a doctor's appointment or whatever.
That's Peggy waking me up.
No, I don't think.
Saying, get out of bed, you old bag of bones.
What about rush hour traffic? Do you guys deal with rush hour traffic, going to work, coming back, all that?
You know, Al, I used to travel 20 miles each way, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it took an hour each way to get to work, and it was on a major highway. And then we'd have ice storms, and in Dallas, we're notorious for the bridges just freezing over, and people are doing 360s on the road. And I remember Leo volunteered to take me to work one day, and then on his way back, he got in a wreck, and, you know, he was okay, fortunately. And it's like, man, is this all worth it, you know? But it's so nice. I mean, Dallas is growing by leaps and bounds. People are moving here. But the thing about it, we don't really have to worry about it as much because we're not out there during rush hour traffic. So it's really a good thing. So, you know, and I find now that, like, let's say I'm going to a doctor's appointment. I'm like, I'm retired. I'm going to set this appointment up for 10 in the morning or later. Don't want to get up early. Sure. So that's just a really nice feeling.
Remember that Sunday evening blues? Thinking about having to go into the sales meeting, and they're going to tell you, you know, you didn't meet your quota, and so, you know, you're on probation, so you better meet it next time, and all those fun things like that. But, you know, that would always bring, it's kind of a weekend downer.
Well, and the thing about it, we never knew what it would feel like that Sunday night is just as jovial as Friday night, because it used to be on Friday night, all right, we're off, we get the weekend. And then Sunday was that, like Leo said, the dread of going back to work. Every night's equal now. It's all the same. It's a great feeling. And plus, we can do what we want to do. You know, we don't have a boss. I mean, we both had some great bosses, but now we get to be the boss and decide, you know, what we want to do, you know. And plus, just the opportunity to have more time to do volunteer work, you know, at church and various other organizations. So that's been great.
And help take care of your physical fitness, you know, by what we walk 3 miles every night. And then we, you know, three times a week, each one of us, we do physical, you know, exercises for, you know, building our core and other parts of our body. And it just, you aren't like rushed or anything. And it's just really nice. And so for that reason.
So you guys are living the lifestyle that you've always wanted to live.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And you know, really, a really neat deal was that Lifestyles members are going on cruises together. I think they've organized 3 or 4 trips, and we were on one of them, and it was just so much fun. I mean, we just had a blast. And it was funny because the cruise line held about 2,000 to 3,000 people, and there were probably 80 of us on the ship. And we'd always run into our friends on the ship, even though there were just a few of us and a lot of other passengers. It was great.
Well, there you have it. If you want to do what Leo and Peggy are doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.